coming out of bed tonight. Inside coming out of bed tonight.
It'll make a junkie say Jesus is Lord. I got a word in my mouth. I got a word in my mouth. Jesus,
makes my world go round, set my feet on holy ground.
Your host, James David Righteous, Rebel Manning, howdy, howdy. And, well, we're getting back from the resurrection Easter break and the ending of the 40 days of fasting and the beginning of a whole lot of things as far as the tribulation is concerned and a number of other things as we look forward to that great and glorious and bright day after the dust is settled of the tribulation, of going into the 1,000-year reign of peace. Recently, I've been thinking quite a bit about what I am going to be doing in that 1,000 years and what I'd like to be able to do. And the demarcation is this, is that, you know, during the 1,000-year reign of peace, which will happen after the tribulation, by the way, if you believe in pre-trib, which is a misnomer, it's a lie put up by Satan. I think the biggest lie that Satan has ever told since the Garden of Eden is the pre-tribulation lie, but we'll get to that at another time. But if you believe in it, you're going to miss the 1,000-year reign of peace. You're going to miss the great getting up of the waking up of the dead and those that are yet caught alive. You're going to miss all that, but here, I'll get back to that a little bit later on. What I want to talk to you about today is this, is that there are a couple of stages of the end of the end times. What I that's probably the wrong the culmination of all things, the defeat of sin and the glorious reign of humanity without sin. There are a couple of things. One is that we live in the 1,000-year reign of peace, as Jesus points out through John the Revelator. In John in Revelation chapter 20, that the Satan will be bound for 1,000 years. And he will not be able to trouble you anymore. I'm coming right back to that in just a moment. Then he'll be loose for a little while, and we haven't discovered the reason for his loosing. We haven't discovered the reason for that as of yet, as it says in Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 3 and following. And then there'll be a culmination of all things. So here, let me just point up a couple of things as we gloriously wait for the tribulation and the dust to settle. And I'm going to get back to more tribulation teaching, but right now I want to focus on the 1,000-year reign of peace, because ultimately what we'll have the opportunity to do is to live in this experience without sin. And we only get 1,000 years of it, but which, yeah, I guess that's enough. But let me make that clearer to you. We get an opportunity in the 1,000-year reign of peace, that's after the tribulation, to live 1,000 years in the intended way that Adam and Eve may have lived. Now, I got a couple of theories that before Satan was able to tempt Eve, she thusly tempted Adam, and God cursed all three of them, that it was approximately 1,000 years that they had in the garden before that event took place. Now, don't hold me on to that. We get to heaven and you find out that maybe I was, you know, off by several millennia or several days. But I have a theory that that's what happened. And I think that what God is doing is he's duplicating that Adam and Eve lived 1,000 years, no sickness, no sorrow, no death, no crying, no sign, no hunger, no pain, no war, no any of that, right? 1,000 years, then here comes Satan. Tempts Eve, and then you know the rest of it there in Genesis chapter 3. And God curses all of them, throws them out of the garden. And then after that, he pronounces death. Well, I believe that the 1,000-year reign of peace spoken about John the Revelator in the book of Revelation, that we're going to have another 1,000 years and Satan will be loosed again. My theory is this. My theory is this, is that Satan will be loosed after 1,000 years of chained in the bottomless pit. And at the loosing of Satan, those of us who will be in the 1,000-year reign of peace will have the opportunity fully to reject Satan. Now listen to me very carefully. I said, listen to me very carefully here now. I have a theory. Now, I don't have this as a word from the Lord. If I did, I'd tell you. I'm just telling you what my Holy Ghost is telling me. That Adam and Eve lived 1,000 years. Now, I don't know that to be actually accurate. I'm telling you, I don't. But after 1,000 years, Satan appeared. He was loosed, and there he was in the garden. Adam and Eve, right? You got the you know the Genesis bit, right? And then Eve was tempted, and Adam sinned. And then we have death and all the other mayhem that's come, and we've had several thousand years of nothing but Satan's kingdom since then. Now, after the tribulation, which says in effect that the church, the witness of Christ, those that are called, are powerless to be able to take Satan down, God's going to have to kill off a whole lot of people and cut off the access of Satan to create wars, rumors of wars, and et cetera, by killing off a whole lot of people with earthquakes, famine, and pestilence. You know the tribulation deal, right? And a few people will be left, known as the elect. Now, the elect will be given the opportunity to live 1,000 years the way Adam and Eve lived. A man who's 100 years old will have a son. Or a man that's 900 years old will have a son that's 800 years old. You get the idea, right? And will have 1,000 years to live the way Adam and Eve lived. Now listen to me very carefully today. You better listen to me very carefully. It's after the fast. That after the 1,000 years, the Bible says that Satan will be loose for a season right there in Revelation chapter 20. And what will happen is that, now, I don't have this as a word from the Lord. I'm just teaching you. If I did, y'all kill me. If I said God told me, you'd kill me if I said it. I know you'd come right up here and kill me if I said it, that I had it as a word from the Lord. Anyway, but I will be living during the 1,000-year reign. And at the end of 1,000 years, I'll be 1,070 years old. Satan will be loosed, and he'll come into the presence of the righteous outlaw people. And he'll try to tempt us the way he tempted Eve and got Adam to sin. God's going to loose him. Say, all right, Satan, I'm going to loose you now on this new Adam and Eve, this new Garden of Eden, this new group of Hamite people, this new group of people from outlaw, this new group, I'm going to release you on them. See if you can do the same thing you did to them. You did way back in antiquity with Eve and Adam. And I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. And when he comes, I'm going to rebuke him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to rebuke him and tell him, get thee out of here, Satan. Not get behind me, get thee out of here. And Satan would try for a season to get me to sin, try to get Elizabeth to sin. He might come to Elizabeth first, the way he did with Adam and Eve. You said, oh, now, Pastor, I ain't listening to you no more, honorable man, because now you done tried to compare you and Elizabeth. gonna make her Eve and not gonna make you Adam. Y'all know you done jumped off the rails now, and you done gone into blasphemy now. You done jumped the rail now. I ain't never gonna listen to you no more. Shut up and listen.
Okay, I'll listen.
Okay. No, but listen, you know, the Lord, listen, we're gonna live 1,000 years. Now you figure, well, why is God gonna lose Satan for a little season after we live for 1,000 years of no death, no crying, no sign, no sickness, no pain, no sorrow, no jails, no hunger, no darkness. For 1,000 years, why? And Satan's bound, right? Why would he release him? To show Satan that there's a man that will stand up to him. It's going to be the Honorable James David Mann. I'll stand up to him. And all the people following me will stand up to Satan, and we will not be tempted. We will not yield. At that point, when Satan realizes, when God watches, have you considered my servant James David Manning? And when God sees that, and Satan sees that he can't tempt, and God sees that we cannot be tempted, Satan's powers are then destroyed. That's right. Satan's powers will then be destroyed, and it because the people living in the 1,000 year, led by the Honorable James David Manning, would not yield to temptation. Will not yield to temptation. Now, let me do some teaching that is from the Lord. Well, I know that my teaching wasn't from the Lord, but let me do some teaching here. And the teaching is this, is that I told people, now you listen to me very carefully. I told people, don't vote for Barack Hussein, the long-legged Mac Daddy Obama, the son of Satan. I said, don't vote for him. I told everybody. I said, don't vote for him. Don't vote for him. And then when Tribulation Trump came along, where he almost deceived the elect, I said to people, don't vote for Tribulation Trump, the orange-haired orangutan, the Fifth Avenue coochie grabber. Don't vote for Tribulation Trump, the Fifth Avenue coochie grabber, the orange-haired orangutan. Don't vote for him, the son of Herod, I said. Don't vote for him. And people were tempted. And they could not resist themselves. They heard me. They loved me. They heard me, but they were tempted. And they, like Eve, like Adam. Well, when it came to Obama. So now the culmination of the tribulation, or the beginning of the tribulation, the culmination of it, and the beginning of the 1,000-year reign has demonstrated those that were tempted by Obama and those that were tempted by Tribulation Trump are not worthy to go into the 1,000-year reign of peace. They will be killed because they were tempted by Satan's sons, Obama and Trump. I said they are not worthy to go into the 1,000-year reign because they've already been tempted and worthy to go through the tribulation. God will let them live and let them go into the 1,000-year reign of peace. When God Almighty, his name is Jesus, releases Satan from the bottomless pit after 1,000 years, Satan will be able to point to a whole lot of people and say, you got my mark on you when he comes and he tries to tempt. And I will stand there with the sword, with the word of God, and I'll say, not so. You ain't tempted. You ain't going to do to me what you did to Adam. But he'll say, but see them people over there? They already tempted. They already worshipped me. They've already worshipped me. He'll point to people that voted for Obama and voted for Tribulation Trump. He said, they already worshipped me, Satan will be able to say. So God's going to kill all of them. I said, God's going to kill all of them during the tribulation. I said, God, his name is Jesus, going to kill all of them. And in the bottomless pit, they'll be down there with Satan. So here's the deal. So one wonder was, well, Pastor, you know, I never heard that before. You know, you're teaching me something brand new. I've been wanting to teach for church for a long time, Pastor. My grandpappy was a Baptist preacher, and so was my daddy too. But I never heard that before. Well, I know you never heard it before. There was never a reason to hear it before. Until now, because the tribulation door has been opened. I said, well, you know, that makes sense. Because I was wondering, why would the Lord release Satan after a 1,000 years for a little season? Why would he do that? I was wondering about that. To show, the reason being, is to show that God can raise up a son that will not be tempted. And Satan will try with everything that's within him to tempt us when we are in the 1,000-year reign of peace, God, and nobody will fall for it. Nobody, because I'm going to be the leader. No, I'm going to be the leader. I'm going to be the leader. And nobody will fall for it. At that point, Satan's power to tempt will fail and melt like a snowball in hell. And he'll be left with nothing. He'll be left with nothing. I said, Satan, we will be standing there giving God the praise, giving God the glory, singing high praises to the Lord God Almighty, who sitteth on the throne, whose train filleth the temple, and Satan will melt to nothing because we will not yield to temptation. We've already proven it. Can't buy us off with money. He'll come with all kinds of things after the 1,000-year reign of peace. But we will have lived 1,000 years in joy, in health, in peace, in power. And we will not bow, will not bend. It'll be just a few of us. There won't be a whole lot of people. Because not, you know, right now, the die is already cast. The tribulations come to kill those who have bowed their knee to Satan and his sons, to the dragon and to the beast, with the 7 heads and the 10 horns, the 10-horned devil, the 10-horned dragons. Yeah. So that's what that's about. That's the reason being. 1,000 years, and I'm going to be leading. I'm going to be leading. And you know, people are going to say, you know, Honorable Manning, when you were teaching, you know, before the tribulation took place and during the tribulation, you know, I was looking at you, I thought you were a hard man. You were casting people out of the church and taking people and casting their names into the pit of hell. And I was looking at you, and you were after the sodomites. You were saying all kinds of things about them. You were after the present day leaders. And I thought you were too hard on everybody. But now I see. You were the man that God was looking for to lead in the 1,000-year reign of peace. Not so much during the 1,000 years when everything is everything, but at the end of that 1,000 years, when Satan is loose for a season, you will be able to stand up and say, not so, not so. We will not be tempted. We will not go back into death. We will not go back into sin. We will not go back into sickness. We will not go back into sorrow. Not so, not so, not so. That's right. That's it, my friends. That is it. That is it. And the Lord chose me. You said, I thought you said you'd have a word from the Lord. Did you hear what I said? I said, the Lord's chosen me and others to go through the 1,000-year reign of peace. That's right. But first, in order to get there, because see, if y'all would listen to me, we can stop the tribulation, but we can't stop it now. Because y'all got the mark of the beast, so like a tattoo, it won't come off. You've been tattooed by the beast. Whether it was the beast Obama, whether the beast tribulation Trump, you've been tattooed by the beast. That's right. You know, and the irony of it is, my friends, is that, you know, the many who don't have that tattoo very well may be able to be raised at the dead in Christ. Who don't have the tattoo, that died before the tattooing, will be raised in Christ. They'll be raised first. And those of us who are yet left alive will be caught up in the air to meet him later. But yeah, you got the tattoo. Not everybody will go through tribulation, and not everybody went through the period of the tattooing. or the mark of the beast. It's called, the Bible doesn't call it tattoos. It's called the mark of the beast. Who are the beasts? You got Obama and you got Trump. Those are the ones. You say, well, you're pretty hard on people. Listen, I told them not to do it. When I told them not to do it, then I cut them all loose. Yeah. You see what I did? No. So here's the deal. We're going to live up. I'm going to repeat myself now because I think y'all need to hear this one more time because you never heard it before. I never heard it before that God spoke it to me. The tribulation will kill off all the people with the tattoos of the beast. The tribulation will kill off all the people with the tattoos of the beast. They'll do it various ways. And then those who are called the elect, according to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, 20, and 21, those who are called the elect will then go into the 1,000-year reign of peace. Well, 1,000 years will live 1,000 years with no sickness, no sorrow, no sorrow. 1,000 years. Now, at the end of that 1,000-year reign, at the end of that 1,000-year reign, Satan will be loosed again. God's going to tie him up for 1,000 years. He won't be able to wiggle.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.